end of the game. And now, as this game is 30 seconds away from getting underway, for all of your play-by-play action, it is the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Thank you, Bill Osborne. 25 seconds away, our Vikings, as Marty told you, won the toss, elected to receive. And we will receive on that north end of the end zone. We'll be headed toward the south end, toward the band. That'll be from left to right on your radio dial. Somebody asked me this week, why do you say left to right? Because if you look at your radio dial and it looks like a football, you imagine a football field, end zone on one end zone on the other, you can visualize which way the teams are going. Out to kickoff is number two. That is Tyler Chambers. And Chambers sets the ball down on the far hash mark. Back deep is Bergman and Taekwon Lay. Waiting on the referee's signal. Very experienced crew we have here tonight. Several former college officials on the field officiating this ball game. Chambers' foot goes into it. Pooch kick, high end over end. Lang will take it up at the 18. He's across the 20. Looks for a hole. They grab him, and he'll go down behind the 20 as he tried to turn and make some yardage coming toward us.
Yeah, that high kick allowed the defense to get down there. Number 29, Dustin Taylor, a senior linebacker for the Trojans, makes the tackle.
And it'll be first and 10. Vikings will set the ball down at our own 19-yard line. And there goes Alex Stevenson, the senior, as he slides under center. Coffee in a four-man front. Three linebackers, corner up tight on the wide side of the field. Gives it to Lang in motion around the right side. Cuts back inside, gets hit as he crosses the 20. He'll get up to around the 21-yard line for maybe a 2-3-yard gain at the most.
Yeah, just was trying to pick his way around there. And number 42, Zach Moore, one of our impact players tonight, in on that tackle, along with number 37, Beasley.
Give him 2 yards, it'll be second and 8. And on the field, carrying comes in, gives the play to Stevenson. As we told you, Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. 11:24 to go, first quarter, just underway. No score, first possession for our Vikings. Or at the fullback position. We bring carrying out to the wide side of the field in man coverage. Stevenson moves the tight end to our side of the field. Gives it to Bergman. Bergman gets to the corner, turns, across the 20, the 25, the 30 on his feet, and they run him out of bounds when he gets up to the 34-yard line.
In on the tackle for the Coffee High Trojans, number 9, Brandon Rowe. And that was a big-time tackle as Bergman was picking his way down this sideline. But nonetheless, it's a first down for the Vikings.
First and 10 out to our 34-yard line. Now we go to double tight end. We're in that Eagle offense where we have a tight end on either side of the field. That was a 13-yard run. They go to a five-man front. We bring Berg in motion, and we give it Orr up the middle. Look at the big fullback drive as it gets across the 35, up to the 40, and Bill all the way out to the 42-yard line.
And another impact player, as Taylor talked about him in the pregame show.
All the way to the 42. It'll be second and 3 from there, a 7-yard run for Tevin Orr. Ball on the near hash mark, 10:39 to go, first quarter, no score. And we're taking our time getting the play in, much like we did. That is a designed offense. Eagle offense. Four-man front. Corner up on the wide side of the field. They show and blitz up the middle. There they come. Lang a run away from it. Stops, throws downfield. Looking for Bergman open. Oh, and there's a little contact, but it's incidental contact. Vikings incomplete pass. It'll be third and 7, but there was some incidental contact, and Bergman just could not get enough distance.
And he kind of threw it more to the middle of the field, and Bergman was actually running the hash marks.
Now we've got Amon Brown in at fullback. Berg in motion. They give it to Bergman around the left side. He will not get the first down, Bill, as he had to get up to the 44-yard line. We were at the 42. He'll get a yard, and we will not get the first down.
Also met there again by number 42, Zach Moore, as Zach Moore, one of their leading tacklers, one of the guys we talked about that Coffey would need to step up and play big tonight.
And we will punt.
The Vikings will set up the punt. It'll be number 67, and that is John Belcher back to punt for the Vikings.
And they'll send Brandon Rowe back deep. That's number 9 for the Trojans. Our Vikings set the punt, standing at our 30-yard line. 9:30 to go here, first quarter. No score. There's a snap. Nice, high punt. Rowe signals fair catch, and he'll make it back at the 20. No, they're going to mark him all the way back to the 17-yard line.
He had to catch that one over his shoulder. What a great punt by Belcher. And we'll get that number here for you in just a moment. A 39-yard punt with no return.
It will be first and 10 for the Trojans on their 17-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. The Trojans will be going from left to right on your radio dial. 6-0, Brunswick leads Colquitt County. Threw a little hitch pass on a second down and took it to the house. Last I heard, Colquitt had fumbled, and Brunswick had the ball back. Keegan McGovern takes a snap, drops back, looking to throw. There comes a rush. Little screen play, and it will get absolutely nowhere as number 10, I believe that's Nathan Brantley, read it all the way, Bill.
Yeah, number 10, Nathan Brantley. I said tonight, Nathan Brantley and Trey Jackson from that linebacker spot would need to stay home, and that's exactly what Brantley did there. Makes a great tackle for no gain. Brings up 2nd and 10 now for the Trojans.
8:56 to go, first quarter, no score. Trojans with the football. Ball in the middle of the field. McGovern goes under center. Two running backs. Tied into our side. He has splits his receivers. Again, he drops back, rolls out looking. There comes a rush, throws out in the flats. They make the catch, and we tackle him as he gets across the 25 to the 26. They're going to be about a yard short.
Little
first down, I think. No, they say it's close enough. They're going to measure, Bill.
I didn't think it was that close. I mean, the guy marking on the other side has it hard on the 26, but...
Nope, now they say third down.
Yeah, third down, so they'll run the clock. Little swing pass there on a screen out as a rollout, almost like a bubble screen. And the Trojans now have it third and very short.
As they get out to the 27-yard line, just short of the 27, about half a yard, they go to an I formation. Give it to the back up the middle. He has the first down. As he crosses up to about the 28, they'll bring him down at the 29. He needed half a yard. He got 2.5. 8:02 to go here, first quarter. No score.
Both teams with a first down apiece now. The Vikings got one first down, not able to convert a second, had to punt. And the Trojans now, as they have gotten their first down. First and 10 now from their own 29.
Santori Long in. They bring a wide receiver to our side of the field. We're in a five-man front. McGovern gives it to number 19 around the left side. He finds a hole as he gets to the line of scrimmage and jumps in there much like we do, and he'll get up to about the 31-and-a-half-yard line.
Also in on that tackle, number 65, D'Angelo Edmonds, also another player we told you to keep an eye on tonight for the Vikings.
Orlando Ingram on the carry for the Trojans.
That'll bring up 2nd down and 7 for the Trojans.
Ball out at the 32 on the far hash mark. Two receivers near side. McGovern rolls right, looks downfield. He's being chased, throws it way downfield. Lang has the ball in his hands, and he drops it at the 50. Taquan Lang for the Vikings saw it and took off running, Bill, before he had it tucked into his gut.
Yeah, the ball was a little wobbly, and Taquan not able to just reel it in. And a dodged bullet for the Coffey High Trojans as Taquan Lang had nothing but green grass in front of him, and he would have had a huge return in conjunction with that interception. But all for naught, and it's 3rd down and 7 now for the Trojans.
Bill, Taquan did have a play on that, but it was caused by a great rush there by Brandon Bell. Play containment and did a good job.
Coffey, 3rd and 7, sends a receiver to the far side. Two backs, wing back. They give it right up the middle, and they will not get the first down. Oh, there comes a flag in, too. And on the carry was number 19, Ingram, for the Trojans. And let's see what it's going to be, Bill.
First penalty of the night on either team. Let's see what they
usually when it comes from there, it's a holding call. Either it's going to be fourth and about four, or they're going to back them up. Holding. And
they haven't indicated whether it would be accepted or not.
And still waiting for the official to tell me what we're going to do.
They were looking for the spot. Here we
now
go.
Now they say declined. Declined. Now it'll be fourth. They'll move it up. They'll move the down marker up to the 36-yard line. So it'll be fourth and three. We send Tyquan Lang and Jordan Williams for the Vikings back deep.
And it will be McGovern back there to punt. But it's short. Let's see. Don't get fooled.
And he does. He punts deep. Tyquan lets it hit at the 30. He lets it roll past him to the 20, the 15, and it's going to roll all the way down to our 10-yard line. 6:39 to go here in the first quarter. No score.
Let's go down to Marty and get a Commercial Banking Company sideline update. Marty, you're down there on the sideline. Kind of what we saw last week. He let the punt go.
That's what the coaches are saying, is don't let that ball go. But, you know, last week he lost in the lights. You don't know, maybe he lost it tonight. I think it was more of a confusion about who was going to catch it. Tyquan and Nick both kind of looked at each other there. And, you know, good thing is we still have the ball. So nobody tried to make anything right at the last minute and lost the football. So at least we get to keep the ball.
That's it. So it'll be first down and 10 from our own 10-yard line, the Vikings' 10-yard line, as Alex Stevenson gets under center. Puts a man in motion. Hand off to, that's Tyquan Lang over the right side, and he gets tripped up at about the 15 or 16-yard line and gets about 5 yards on the gain. And that'll be second down and about five for the Vikings. Vikings stay on the line as they look to the side for the play.
And ball up, Bill, the ball on the far hash mark. Vikings again going from right to left. 6:11 to go here, first quarter. No score for our Vikings, and for the Coffee Trojans. Trojans in a five-man front. Stevenson for the Vikings slides under center. They're showing blitz off the corners, what it looks like. There they come. Give the ball to Lang. Lang over the right side. He's going to be out close to the 20-yard line. Bill's going to be very close to a first down.
Yeah, I'm afraid he might be just a little bit short as Tyquan Lang for the Vikings goes around the right side, and that's exactly what the case. He'll be third and very, very short. It'll be statistically third and one, but it's just a few feet.
And we go two tight ends. Now we split our tight end out just a little bit, more like a wide receiver.
We don't talk about our tight ends a lot, but we'll make sure Eric Torrey and Christian Parker.
Stevenson for the Vikings. Barks out signals, takes it, pitches out to Bergman coming around the left side. He's across the 20. And they'll run him out of bounds somewhere around the 30-yard line, and there's flags, Bill. What do you see?
I think it's probably going to be a face mask from where it was. It could almost be a late hit, too, because of the way they hit him going out of bounds. But let's see what the call is.
Waiting on the referee signal. It is face mask, and they'll tack on 15 from there because that's not an inadvertent one.
Yeah, face mask on the Trojans, so that'll be a 15-yard penalty, and the Vikings pick up 15 more yards. Even though they already had the first down.
They'll take it all the way out to the 38-and-a-half-yard line. 5:14 to go, first quarter. No score. Our second possession. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings rolling from right to left. On your radio dial, Stevenson, the senior quarterback, will slide under center when he has a tight end on either side of the field. Six-man front almost. We give it to, that's Orr right up the middle, and Tevin will jump in there hard from that fullback position and pick up about 3 yards.
In on the tackle for the Coffee High Trojans, number 9, Brandon Rowe. He had to kind of sidestep that to get through the hole. I think if he'd have stayed in, I'm talking about Orr, stayed in the middle of the field, he might have had a few more yards.
Stevenson, again, gets that play from the sidelines. They go back to a four-man front. Linebackers up in the line showing blitz. There they come. We give it to Williams, and Williams gets hit from behind by number 42. We all know who that is.
Zach Moore. Zach Moore comes in from the backside of the play and hits number 5, Jordan Williams, and for absolutely no gain, really.
So it'll be third and about seven with 4:18 to go here in the first quarter and no score. Vikings football, our second possession of the night, as Williams comes off and Lang comes on. Brian Rowe up over the football. Again, they're showing blitz off the corner on this side, Bill. Linebacker up in the line. Now they back off. There goes the linebacker. Stevenson drops back, looks those way downfield. Oh, just over the outstretched fingers of Nick Bergman.
I thought he might have been interfered with by number 11, Rashad Crowder, but they say there was no contact made, but he came across the body of Nick Bergman. The ball just a little bit long by Stevenson, and that'll force the Vikings into a pass play.
And John Belcher, the sophomore, will go back to punt, and Brandon Rose drops back deep to receive for the Trojans. Rose standing about the 35 for the Trojans. Now everything
There's
stops
a whistle.
For a minute.
Let's see.
And what do we got? We got a timeout. 3:51 to go. We'll take a 3:51 to go in the first quarter with no score. Take a 30-second break. All right, back here at Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Wild Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Chuck Lawrence, Taylor Stubbs, and down on the sidelines is Marty Rogers. It is 4th and 7. Belcher for our Vikings standing back about our own 27-yard line. Ingram for the Trojans standing back at the 30.
Belcher had a great punt his last one. Let's see what he does here.
I'm sorry, it's Brandon Rowe back there. There's a low snap. High, high, high punt. Rowe again signals fair catch, and he makes it at the 20-yard line. And that's where the Trojans will start, 1st and 10 from there.
So, again, Belcher does a great job. A 39-yard punt with no return. And he has put them in a hole there, or at least kept us in this ball game so that the Coffee High Trojans don't have great field position to start with.
Their second possession, Sam Washington down there. They're trying to fire the guys up. Number 42, Elijah Curtis in. Hadn't seen him in a game or so. Good to see him back on the field. The breaching linebacker. All righty, McGovern for the Trojans takes a snap, gives it all to the tailbacks, and
Sam
the man, Washington, beats him in the backfield.
Sam did a great job as Keegan McGovern pulled a great fake as running out that little handoff. Had he kept the ball, he might have been gone.
It'll be no gainer, 2nd and 10 from the 20. McGovern brings the Trojans to the line of scrimmage. Santori Long in the backfield. He is dangerous. Two receivers to the far side of the field. McGovern drops back quick. Pass out in the flats over the hands of the intended receiver, number 82. That's Ross for the Trojans. Incomplete pass. Stops the clock with 3:05 to go here in the first quarter. And no score. Bill, it'll be 3rd and 10 for the Trojans.
Kenny Moore had coverage on that play. Was just a little out of position. Fortunately, the pass thrown a little wide and falls incomplete, but had it been complete, Kenny was there to make the tackle if he would have been for about a 7 or 8 yard gain, though.
Ross goes off for the Trojans, and Brandon Rowe comes on, and he is dangerous. I want to remind everybody to come to the Lounge High Coaches Show Tuesday night at the Holiday Inn and Conference Center. McGovern under center with two receivers to the near side, and it's a draw play up the middle, and there goes Santori Long. He'll have the first down as he gets out to the 36-yard line. Bill, a 16-yard run, caught us on a blitz, and got by those linebackers, and then he had some opening space until our safeties could get there.
Well, one of the things we talked about in the countdown to kickoff was that the linebackers needed to stay home because they keep running you outside. All of a sudden, they're going to try and bust something over the middle. They do with Santori Long. Fortunately, only a 16-yard gain.
It'll 1st and 10 for the Trojans after the 32-yard line, going from left to right on your radio dial. They bring Brandon Rowe for the Trojans near side. McGovern slides under center for the Trojans, takes a snap, gives it to the back. That's number 22 right up the middle, Sears. And Sears gets tackled after a yard, and there's a flag.
There's a late flag in there. The tackle was made by number 17, Trey Jackson, but let's see what the flag will be.
It's going to be on our Vikings. And I do believe we're going to see unsportsmanlike.
That would be the initial call, but let's. There's a conversation there with the officials.
They're talking it over, the umpire and the referee, as they step out. Dead ball, personal foul against the Trojans. Dead ball, personal foul. The Vikings will offset it. And that's the, probably one of the best things when you get a little mouthing going on to start with. Hit both teams with that personal foul. Nobody gets penalized, and they know that the next one it could cost them.
So as a result, it'll be just a minimal game. Second down and nine now for the Trojans.
2:28 to go, first quarter. No score, but it is Trojan football at their 38-yard line. Play comes in from the side from Ross. And he goes to the far side. He's in man coverage out there by Kenny Moore. Eric Hart slides out there. There's two receivers to the far side of the field for the Trojans. McGovern gives the ball around the left side to Long. He gets hit in the backfield, and he'll lose yardage.
Who is that? That's number 32 in on the tackle, Brian Bell. Brian Bell just reaches around, makes a great tackle for the Vikings.
And they'll lose back to the – he'll lose a yard back to the 37-yard line, back to the original line of scrimmage, so it'll be third and 10 from there.
Bill, that was Brian Bell again containing, like you said, he made a great play, but Trey Jackson filled the hole, and it was a joint tackle there, but just a great job by our defense.
Thank you, Marty, for that Commercial Banking Company sideline update. Two Trojan receivers to the far side of the field. Two backs. One back as McGovern's in the shotgun for the first time tonight. Five-man front for our Vikings. He rolls left. Looking downfield. Stops, starts to run. There we come. All he can do is just throw the ball away, which is a smart thing to do because Sam Washington had his number.
Yeah, he was trying to make that pass down. It looked like to number nine. And I believe that might be right, Brandon Rowe. I can't quite get the number, but I think that's right. Intended for Brandon Rowe. It was too high. Not able to get to it, and that'll force the Trojans into a punting situation.
And McGovern for the Trojans, who's also their starting quarterback, will punt. Minute 12 to go, first quarter. No score. McGovern standing about the 25. We send Williams and Lang back deep for the Vikings. We've got 9 men up on the line of scrimmage. There comes a snap. He gets it away, end-over-end kick. That Williams takes about the 31. He starts right, gets a block from Lang as he turns the corner
across
the 40. He's all the way up to the 50 into Trojan territory at the 49-yard line before he's finally brought down.
Two great blocks by Tyquan Lang. Sealed that right side, allows Jordan Williams to get up down the side and get into the Trojan territory at about the 48-yard line.
First and 10 Vikings at the Trojan. Well, they'll mark him down at the, well, now, what are they doing with the chains? Okay, now they got him. It was a 21-yard run.
21-yard punt return for
yep.
Jordan Williams.
And Stevenson will bring our Vikings back out on the field, going from right to left on your radio dial. Ball at the Trojan 38-yard line. Stevenson in the shotgun. Trip receiver to the near side. Single receiver far side. Trojans go to a three-man front. Showing blitz off the corner. There they come. Stevenson rolls left. Looks. Got a man wide open. That is number 31. Hot dog, looky here.
Brandon Roberts.
And Brandon Roberts makes the catch, Bill, all the way down to the 20-yard line.
He kind of got in. The trip receivers ran the cornerbacks deep. He slid underneath, and it was a great pass by Alex Stevens for a 28-yard pass.
28-yard pass. Ball on the near hash mark. Stevenson gets the play from the sidelines. We're inside 1 minute to go here in the first quarter, our deepest penetration. The Trojans in a four-man front. Stevenson brings Brown in motion. That's Tevin Brown. And trips over a man as he turns upfield and just gets just across the 20.
Yeah, Tevin just lost his footing. He got out in front of him, tripped on his own toe, it looked like. The clock continues to run here now under 25 seconds here in the first quarter. No score. Vikings ball, second and 10. At the Trojan 20.
Bill, we go heavy left. That's two tight ends to the left side of the line. Stevenson just waiting. I think he may let the clock run. Nope. He'll slide under center. Will we get a play? 3 seconds. 2 seconds. 1. And, yes, it goes to Bergman over the right side. Bergman gets tripped up as he hits the 20, and he'll stumble and fall forward down to about the 16. It's the end of the first quarter. No score. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back here at Martin Stadium, we go to the second quarter. No score. Vikings will have third
and about and seven.
Some quick updates. Valdosta 14, Tiff nothing. How about this, fellas? Brunswick 12, Colquitt 10.
All right, Vikings ball to start the second quarter. Third and seven.
As Stevenson slides under center, double tight ends on the far side for our Vikings. Takes a snap, pitches out to Tyquan around the right side. Cuts across the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Tyquan Lane.
And there's no cotton on the carpet. And our Vikings draw first blood here in the start of the second quarter.
Not a bad way to start the second quarter.
Marshachek on the hold. Last week's hero, Gonzalez, to attempt the extra point. And, yes, we're going to slide him over. Waiting on junior Seth Carlo to snap that ball back there. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. With 11:54 to go, first quarter, it's the Vikings 7, the Trojans nothing. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Back at Martin Stadium, Vikings lead at 7-0. Gonzalez set to kick off. Fussell and Ingram back deep. High and over end kick that Fussell takes at the 2. He's up across the 5, the 10, the 20, the 30. He trips, and Kenny Moore will bring him down as he gets out to the 29. And, Bill, if he doesn't trip, he may be off to the races.
Well, I know we left that middle unprotected, and he was able to come right up there and get it. Let's go to Taylor and get a
Page Heating and Air stat update.
That last drive for the Vikings, 57 seconds run off the clock, ran four plays, 48 total yards, resulted in a 17-yard touchdown run by Tyquan Lang. Vikings lead 7-0, 11 minutes and 48 seconds left to go in the first half.
Thank you, Derek Taylor, on the Page Heating and Air live in-game stat drive recap. Here come the Trojans going from right to left now on your radio dial. Ball in the middle of the field. Keegan McGovern, their quarterback, slides under center with two backs in the backfield. We've got a five-man front. And there comes the counter play, and look here. Stonewall Trey Jackson just runs through there and sacks him for a loss. I think the defense might be a little inspired now, Bill.
Well, I hope. Sometimes it takes that. Sometimes the offense gets out there and scores. The defense will get themselves fired up, and it works the other way, too. The defense makes a great play. Anything like that, the offense will feed off of that as well. So if they can continue on here, it's been a little flat here in the first quarter, so maybe the second quarter is picking up for our Vikings.
Second and a loss of about half a yard, so we'll say second and 10. McGovern in pro set. Two backs in the backfield. Takes a snap. Keeps it. I didn't see where it went to.
That was looks like their running back number 14, Timmeron Simmons, right up the gut. And a good tackle by that defensive line for the Vikings, but they do pick up about 5 yards on the run.
I sure didn't see it because that was some smooth ball handling as I was trying to see where the ball went to. So it's going to be third and a long 5. 10:44 to go here first half. Vikings lead it 7-0 in Martin Stadium. Invite everybody to the Randy McPherson Lounge High Coaches Show Tuesday night at the Holiday Inn and Conference Center. Be there about 6:30 to get yourself a good seat. Double tight ends for the Trojans. Ingram under center for the Trojans. Keeps the ball, throws out. Catch made by number 19, Brandon Rowe. And they'll have a first down as they get across the 50 into blocking territory down to the 45-yard line.
Yeah, Orlando Ingram made the catch for the Trojans. And it was just another little swing, bubble-type screen pass. And he gets out on the corner as the Vikings have gone back into coverage. And he picks up a big gain for the Trojans, 21 yards on the catch.
10:15 to go, first half.
guys, just a little side note here. Santori Long, my impact player of the game for their offense, he's actually the one getting the offensive plays, and he's calling the play in the huddle. Just a little side note, but something kind of interesting.
Thank you, Marty, for that Commercial Banking Company sideline update. They bring Ross, the Trojans bring Ross to our side of the field. Kenny Moore for the Vikings in single coverage. And before the ball is snapped, whistles are blowing. And what do we have? Tell us, Mr. Official. Timeout Trojans. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. 52 to go here in the first half. Vikings are leading 7-0. It is Trojan football. It'll be first and 10 from the Viking 45-yard line.
Go ahead, Taylor.
Leading rushers tonight so far, Tyquan Lang, 4 carries, 28 yards. Nick Bergman, 4 carries, 31 yards. Setting the tone offensively with the run, guys.
Thank you for that, Paige. Hitting an air live in-game stat report. Santori Long. No, that's not Santori Long. That yet is Santori Long. Comes to the near side. Ingram gives it right up to the fullback up the middle. And this time we're waiting for it. Billy's only get about 2 yards.
Yeah, maybe 2 or 3 yards. In on the tackle, D'Angelo Edmonds, number 65 for the Vikings.
It'll be second and 8 with 9:35 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 7-0. Ball on the far hash mark with the Trojans going from right to left on your radio dial. Coach Pruitt. He sends Ross in with the play now. McGovern for the Trojans slides under center. Keeps Simmons in the backfield. He keeps it, rolls right on the quarterback keeper. And Lang slips by Eric Hart as he'll get a first down as he crosses the 40 down to the 35. And Bill Wool, he won't fall down until he gets to the 32.
Well, we've watched Keegan McGovern as he runs that fake. This time it was a naked bootleg almost to the right side. Nobody out there. The Vikings had gone to the left. Keegan McGovern picks up about 13, 14 yards and a first down.
Second and 10 from our 32-yard line.
Only 11 on that carry, but plenty for a first down.
Plenty for a first down. I told y'all, this game scared me more than any game on our schedule. 8:45 to go in the half. Vikings leading 7-0. Trojan football at our 32-yard line. Santori Long comes near side. McGovern, again to the fullback up the middle, and he'll get no. Well, they're going to give him a yard. They'll give him a yard.
Again, D'Angelo Edmonds, also number 31. That's Brandon Roberts in on the tackle for the Vikings.
And Simmons with the carry down to the 31. Second and 9. Ball on that far side of the field right in front of the coffee bench. Now they'll send trips to our side.
Stack trips.
And we're not getting anything. They throw out a little bubble screen, and they had it set up, and they'll get it. We won't catch him until he gets down to about the 16. Bill, blown coverage because we had Kenny Moore out there on an island by himself with three receivers.
Well, there actually, we had one other defender come over, but the third one stayed deep back in the backfield, and the Trojans get another first down as they are marching down the field here in this drive.
Down to our 16-yard line. That was a 15-yard pickup for the Trojans.
And now it's first and 10 for them at the Lowndes High 16-yard line.
Rowan Ingram back in the game for the Trojans, along with Sears. McGovern with a tight end to the Vistar side. Five-man front, and they give it to the fullback. That's 22, Sears. Sears gets hit at the line of scrimmage, but he'll get it. He'll fight his way to a yard from the 16 down to the 15, second and 9 from there.
Sam Washington in on the tackle for the Vikings, among others, but it was a host of Vikings to stop him. And that'll bring up second and 9 now for the Trojans.
We're run down to the 7-minute mark here in the first half. Vikings leading it 7-0. As Ross brings the play in for the Trojans from the far side of the field. Keegan McGovern. Back at the line of scrimmage. We're in a five-man front. Takes the snap, drops back, looks, throws across the middle. Catch made by the big tight end. The hit's going to be first and goal for the Trojans as they get down to our one-yard line.
Big, big tight end, number 97. And I don't even have a 97 on my roster.
I don't either. But whoever he is caught that pass about the 10 and fought his way across the 5 down to about the 2-yard line.
A 14-yard catch, and the Trojans knocking on the door at the 1.
6:22 to go here in the first half. There's a snap. He rolls right, sees an opening, and Keegan McGovern for the Trojans tucks the ball, steps into the end zone for a touchdown, and they're within 1 of tying it up.
And they really brought it down the field this time. After a great defensive play down here at this end of the field, we thought maybe the Vikings were starting to come alive, and then the Trojans just marched it the rest of the way down the field.
On to attempt the extra point is number 2. That's Tyler Chambers. There's a snap. Ball's down and just inside the upright. 6:14 to go here in the first half. It is our Vikings 7, the Trojans 7. We'll be back after the 60-second break. Back at Martin Stadium, we've got a tie ball game with 6:14 to go in the half. Chambers set to kick off. High end over end kick. That Taekwon Lang will take for our Vikings at the 10. He's up to the 15, the 20. There's a hole. He's across the 30. He's across the 40, the 50, the 40, the 30, the 20, the 10. They have not caught him. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Taekwon Lang. He caught that ball where?
On the 10.
On the 10.
Well, Taylor says on the 11.
9 or 10. We'll go with 90 yards.
Saw a hole to the outside, caught it on the 10, started up, got to the 15. When he hit the 20, he cut it back toward the coffee side of the field, turned it upfield, and nobody was going to catch Taekwon.
I see you, Taekwon Lang.
And we're running the swinging gate to Nick Bergman. He will not get it. Well, with 6:03 to go here in the first half, it's our Vikings 13. The Trojans 7 will be back after this 60-second break. Back at Martin Stadium, 6:03 to go, first half. Vikings lead it 13-7. Oh, no, we'll get the exact yardage in just a minute from Taylor Biddle. Gonzalez set to kick off back deep as Fussell and Ingram. High kick that Orlando Ingram will take at the 3. He's across the 5, the 10, the 15, the 20. He's got a hole, runs into his own man, spins off of him, and goes down at the 29-yard line. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for a Page Heating and Air Live in-game stat drive recap.
The previous drive for the Trojans was 10 plays, 71 yards, 5 minutes and 40 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 1-yard quarterback keeper by Keegan McGovern. We took the kickoff, 89 yards, returned by Taekwon Lang, took 12 seconds off the clock. Vikings lead 13-7 with 5 minutes and 57 seconds left to go in the first half.
Thank you, Taylor Biddle, for that Page Heating and Air Live in-game stat drive recap. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Trojans at their own 29-yard line. McGovern for the Trojans goes under. The Trojan quarterback goes under center. Offset his back. Splits his receivers, one near side, one far side. Keeps it, rolls, looking. We got a hand on him. He gets away from our guy. Throws downfield, knocked away at the last minute. Great defensive play by Taekwon Lang as the pass was intended for number 82, Ross.
It was also Trey Jackson in there. And running the quarterback down, number 32, that was Brian Bell, almost getting a sack back in the backfield.
That stops the clock with 5:49 to go here in the first half. Will the Vikings leading Coffee County 13-7. Be 2nd and 10 from the Coffee 29-yard line. The ball on the near half mark with the Trojans going from right to left on your radio dial. 3 Trojans come in from the sidelines. Number 9, Brandon Rowe. Number 1, Santori Long come in. Saying Long stays in the backfield as Rowe goes to the far side. Takes number 19, Orlando Ingram, with him. We're in a 5-man front. We give it to Santori Long on a delayed draw. He gets back to the original line of scrimmageville, and they'll give him 1.5 yards on that delayed halfback draw.
Barely. Well, I thought they were going to mark him at the 30, but they're going to give him just beyond the 30.
So it'll be third and about, a long eight with 5:29 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 13-7.
Vikings need to hold here on a third down and long, third and nine. As the Coffee High Trojans march their way down the field, a drive ago, tied up the ball game. Tyquan Lang on a 89-yard kickoff return put us back on top 13-7 after a failed two-point conversion.
Trojans send receiver to the far side. They bring a receiver to the near side and put a man in the slot. McGovern in the shotgun. We're showing blitz. We drop off. McGovern keeps it. Throws across the middle. Knocked down. And that looks like number 70 that knocked that ball down, Bill.
They tell defensive linemen all the time, if you can't get to the quarterback, get your hands up. Chandler Sumlin did a great job doing just that. Got his hands up, knocks the ball down. That'll bring up fourth and nine for the Trojans back at their own 31-yard line, so that'll force them into a punt situation.
Great job for our Viking defense. Inside 5 minutes to go here in the first half, Vikings leading 13-7. Lang and Williams back deep. McGovern to punt. We go for it. He gets it away. It's, again, a high punt that Tyquan Lang takes back at the 25. He's across the 30 to 35. They pull him down by his jersey and pull him down at the 37-yard line.
Yeah, number 93, that is D.J. Johnson for the Trojans, just gets him by the shirt tail, brings him down, and the Vikings will set up camp first down and 10 from their own 37-yard line.
If you didn't join us for the pregame, as Bill so eloquently put it, this game here, if we can win this game, guarantees us at least the third spot in the region.
A win for them guarantees at least the four spot. Squirrel, cat,
something on the field. It looks like, I don't know if it's a squirrel, a cat, or what.
It's a black cat, though.
Whatever it is.
Guys, is that bad luck for us or them?
I don't know.
It ran on
their side. It ran to their side.
Okay, we'll go with their side.
It ran to Coffee's side.
Okay, here we go. Lounge football. Stevenson in the shotgun for the Vikings. Takes a high snap. And he gives it to, that's Amon Brown. He's across the 40 to 45, up to the 50. And they hit him and spin him out of bounds at the Coffee 48-yard line.
That's number 42 for Coffee, Zach Moore. Spins him around, throws him out of bounds. The sideline wanted a late hit, but really not. He was in bounds when he took him and threw him. A 15-yard gain
by Amon Brown into Coffee territory.
Actually 21 yards, right?
At the 47.5-yard line. Tevin Orr at fullback, 21-yard gain. Stevenson looking for signals. He's got Nick Bergman at a wide receiver spot. And he has Chris Hill in the slot. Coffee in a three-man front. Now four. We call time. 4:30 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 13-7. We'll be back after this 30-second break. 4:30 to go here in the first half at Martin Stadium. Our Vikings lead 13-7. It will be first and 10 at the Coffee 47.5-yard line after a 20-yard run for Amon Brown. Alex Stevenson and the shotgun for our Vikings. Two receivers near side. Coffee in a four-man front. They're showing blitz off the corner. Now comes the linebacker, and we give it to Bergman. Bergman gets by two or three guys, but gets tackled from behind as he crosses the 45 down to the 40. He's going to be awfully close to a first down.
Yeah, he's going to be between 8 and 9 yards, and they're going to mark him, looks like, just shy of the first down.
At the 39-yard line, it'll be second and about a yard and a half. Amon Brown comes in, and Berg comes to the sidelines. 4:05 to go, first half. Our Vikings still leading 13-7. Coffee again in that three-man front, showing blitz by the linebacker off the side. Now comes the corner. High snap. They give it to Brown up the middle. Brown will have the first down as he gets down across the 35-yard line. Bill, what they're doing, they're coming off that left side. We're going right up the gut with it. Not getting but 3, 4, 5 yards at a time, but that's all it takes to march down the field.
Yeah, it does. I would like to see the snap a little bit lower in the gut of the quarterback. Alex is having to jump just a little bit to get that snap.
First and 10 Vikings at the Coffee 35-yard line. Stevenson. Do what, Bill?
Two fullbacks in right now.
Again, they're showing blitz off that same left side. There they come. Again to Brown up the middle. And they're tackling him from behind as he tries to fight his way down there. That is number 13, Juan Glover, for the Coffee County Trojans, who's coming around our tackle and having to run him down from behind. Give him 3 yards on the carry. Second and seven with 3:21 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 13-7.
We got Tevin Orr and Amon Brown in the backfield.
Chris Hill and Jordan Williams, our two receivers. Tied in to the Viking side of the field again. They're showing that same move. Again, Brown right up the middle, tries to go left. And this time, he'll only get about a yard, Bill. Maybe two. He'll get down to about the 31-yard line, so I'll give him about a yard. It'll be third and six from the 31-yard line.
Clock continues to run, however, now. 2:41. And the Vikings now in a third and six.
Melvin Maiden just checked in. And in comes Malik Roberts. What a catch Malik had last week against the Wildcats. Malik goes to the far side. Roberts comes to the near side, and he brings Jordan Williams with him. Stevenson in the shotgun. Keeps Nick Bergman. They show blitz. Now they back out. Now they come. Stevenson drops straight back in the pocket, throws out. Looking for... Oh, Malik Roberts on the far side. Malik makes the first down catch as they run him out of bounds at the 18-yard line.
What a catch by Malik Roberts. And I thought the ball was actually going to be a little too far outside. Alex put it right where it had to be, low and outside where nobody could catch it but Malik, and it's a first down for the Vikings.
He started down and just kind of drifted and had to turn. It was a 13-yard pass play, so it's first and 10 Vikings with 2:11 to go here in the half, and we are down at their 18-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. We bring Roberts to the near side. Stevenson goes back under center. Lang in motion. Running play. Finds a hole. Gets by one man. Two on his feet. 10-5. Leaps the man. Touchdown. Taquan.
There's no instant replay in high school.
There is no. Taquan went for the pylon. Knocked it over. The official said yes.
I see you, Taquan Lang. Man, that was very, very close. As he jumped over, I thought he touched out of bounds at the one before he reached across.
Now we're going to go for two. Now, when I seen that side judge hands go in the air, you ain't bringing it back. Ball on the 3-yard line. And now Nick Bergman comes off, and he's limping a little bit. We'll have to go down to the sidelines. Marty, we hadn't been down there, so we've got a timeout. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Vikings leading right now 19-7. Back here at Martin Stadium, 2:03 to go. Let's go down the sidelines with Marty Rogers.
He's got a deer tooth off.
Marty. There you go.
Thought Marty had something for us on the sideline. Go ahead.
Guys, I had a good angle at that play, last play just then, and Taquan planted his foot about the 3 or 4 yard line right on the sidelines and then just dove over the defender. Just an absolute wonderful play. Showed his athleticism. Just a great play by Taquan, and that's two touchdowns for him tonight.
Thank you, Marty, for that Commercial Banking Company sideline update. We will go for two. We have got to see if we can get this thing back like Coach wants it. Stevenson gives the ball to Amon Brown. Heads to the corner. Two-point conversion. Thank you, Amon. Vikings lead it 21-7 with 2:03 to go in the first half. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be back right after this. Ingram's kick, high kick. That will be taken at the 20. And what Bill Osborne said, I'd like to see a tackle on the kickoff. Bill, we just got it.
Yeah, Nick Hart, and I'm trying to see who else that is for the Vikings. Looks like
Taquan Lane, guys. None other than number two, Taquan Lane. Hit him first.
Quickly, let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air live in-game stat drives.
Last drive for the Vikings, 7 plays, 68 yards, ran 2 minutes and 26 seconds off the clock. Resulted in an 18-yard touchdown run by Taquan Lang with a nice stiff arm. Two-point conversion was good by Amai Brown. Vikings lead 21-7, 2 minutes to go in the first half.
Thank you for the Page Heating and Air live in-game stat drive recap. McGovern for the Trojans slides under center with a receiver at our near side. And they give it on the counter to Ingram. He bounces outside looking for a hole. We're holding him up. He'll pick up about 3 yards as he gets up to about the 25.
Yeah, I want to correct something that Marty said right before we went to break, and I know he even mentioned it as soon as we went to break. That's the third touchdown for Tyquan Lang tonight, including that kickoff return.
Absolutely. Minute 39 to go, 38 here in the first half. It will be second and, seven. Our guys say it's second and six. I go with what our guys say. I like their stats. Second and six. The ball just inside the Coffee 25-yard line. They bring a receiver near side, a receiver far side. McGovern for the Trojans will slide under center. We're in a four-man front. And they give it to the fullbacker right up the middle. That's Sears, and he runs right into a hole for the Battle Axe swinging Vikings and get almost nowhere. As we head down to 1 minute to go here in the first half, leading 21, Vikings leading 21-7.
That was that whole defensive line in on the tackle led by number 91, Ellis Griffin.
Well, they'll give him 3 yards, so it'll be third and about four, third and three. The ball out about the 28-yard line. Down to 40 seconds. Trojans taking their time. Again, they'll split their receivers as McGovern will slide under center. We go back to a five-man front. McGovern takes the snap. He keeps it on the quarterback keeper. Ref pitches it out at the last minute, and Orlando Ingram runs out of bounds after he gets the first down. But, Bill, he'll be up somewhere around. Let's see where they're going to mark him. Looks about the 34-yard line with 21 seconds to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 21-0.
Well, that will, as you said, get him the first down for the Trojans. But not much time left here in the half, 21 seconds. That's been a dangerous play when McGovern keeps the ball. He had that toss option, decided to toss to Orlando.
Now Coffey will get the football to start the second half. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Five-man front for our Vikings. We slide Eric Hart over in coverage. McGovern drops back, looks, heaves the ball way, way downfield, and knocked away by number 31. That is Brandon Roberts, but the receiver, when he tipped it, almost caught the ball. That's number 9, and that would be
Brandon Rowe.
Brandon Rowe.
Yeah, Brandon stayed with the pass as, like I said, number 31 for the Vikings, Brandon Roberts, knocks it away, but he knocks it backwards. And Rowe almost had an opportunity to make the catch.
Stops the clock with 14 seconds to go. It'll be second and 10. That's 14 seconds to go here in the first half. Second and 10, Vikings leading 21-7. Coffey with the football on the far side of the field, going from right to left on your radio dial. They bring a receiver near side. Three-man front for our Vikings.
Counterplay, and the ball's on the ground.
And we fall on it and get it back at the 35. I believe when he comes off the bottom of the pile, it's Trey Jackson.
It is Trey Jackson on the recovery.
9 seconds left to go on the clock. Ball at the Trojan 35-yard line. Bill, I guarantee you we're going to take a shot.
I saw D'Angelo Edmonds coming up out of the bottom of that pile, too. And the Viking defense gets a turnover.
Stevenson in the shotgun. He'll keep Tyquan Lang in the backfield with him. Bergman near side, Kenny Moore far side. They're in a three-man front. 9 seconds to go here in the half. Probably the final play of the first half. Stevenson drops back, looks. Throws way downfield, looks for Nick Bergman, makes the catch, he's down at the 5, and we call time.
Well, the clock will stop on the first down nonetheless.
Now, you're at the 5. Do you kick it? Great pass from Alex Stevenson to Nick Bergman.
23-yard catch and pass. Pass and catch, sorry, get that straight. And I think we're going to send out Gustavo Gonzalez. I'm sorry, 29 yards on the catch. And we called timeout. So we'll keep it right here with 3 seconds left in the half. Vikings leading 21-0. As we said, we were going to take a shot down the field. Nice, soft pass by Alex Stevenson. Bergman makes a great catch. And we're
looking at little more than an extra point right here. It is on the right hash mark, though.
And I'm not, because Alex Stevenson is down here to our left on the sidelines. I was thinking maybe we might take a shot at it because coach is saying something. I don't know what's going on. Marty, can you tell what's happening down there? As Marty eases out towards the sidelines. Marty.
Hey, guys.
Any idea what's happening down there?
No clues other than the timeout, but we are lining up to kick it here. I don't see anything really going on. I can't hear the referees weren't really saying much to us.
Gonzalez will mark it down at the
18.
Yep, set it down at 18. It'll be a 28-yard field goal
attempt. I'm sorry, 13.
13. That'll be a 23-yard field goal attempt from the right hash mark. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. No doubt about it. Splits the upright. No time on the clock. Vikings extend that lead to 24-7. And we'll go down to the sidelines as Marty Rogers has Coach Mack.
Coach Mack, you got to be happy. You got a 24-7 lead at halftime.
I'll tell you, yeah, we played good half of ball. I'll tell you what, though, they're explosive on offense, man. This game ain't near about over.
You're absolutely right. Of course, they had the long drive. Other than that, defense has played great. But you can't say any more about the play of Tyquan Lane so far.
Yes, sir. He's a great kid and a big-time player. You know, he found out before the game his father had a car accident. He's in the hospital. He's supposed to be all right. You know, he's down in Orlando. The wreck happened there. We play well.
Thanks, Coach Mack.
Thank you, Coach Mack. Vikings leading 24-7 at halftime. And thank you for that equipment parts supply coach's spotlight right here.
We'll be heading into that Prince Automotive halftime report.
And we'll take a 5-minute break. When we come back, we'll talk about this very explosive first half. Vikings lead at 24-7. We're at the Prince Automotive halftime report. We'll be back after this 5-minute break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. And welcome back here to Martin Stadium on the Prince Automotive halftime show, located on exit 22, I-75 at North Valdosta Road in Valdosta, and online at www.princeautomotive.com.
Just Prince Auto, no motive.
Prince Auto.
PrinceAuto.com. Be sure and stop by. They've got their list of used cars, new car, all their inventory at Prince Automotive. Chevrolet, Mazda, Chevy trucks.
Bill, everything we thought this first half was going to be, I've said it since I saw it on the schedule where we were playing them at. Told Coach Mack between breaks during the coaches show, said it to players, this game worries me more than any other game. We started out slow. It's 24-7, and I'm going to repeat something a very wise man told me one time who just passed away last week, Carol Joyner, who was a high school football official. He said, the least most important thing in life is the score at halftime.
It is that.
He said the most important possession that your opponent will have will be their first possession of the third quarter. Your most important possession will be your first possession of the third quarter. And Coffey will get the football, even though they're trailing 24-17, to start the third quarter. And I guarantee you, the man back there in the visitor's locker room, Robbie Pruitt's making some adjustments right now.
Yeah, and I always wondered where you got that saying from, so now I know. But, yeah, this is a team we came out flat. We did score first, broke into the end zone first with Tyquan Lang, and go up 7-0. And then the Coffey High Trojans they proceeded to march down the field 70 yards. Had some third down conversions that they looked really good at. Got in, and on a one-yard keeper by the quarterback, Keegan, was able to tie the game up at 7-7, and the next kickoff is when the excitement happened as Tyquan Lang takes it 89 yards all the way to the house for the Vikings. They get a touchdown. We go for two and come up short, and it's 13-7. And then the Vikings get the ball back again. We march it down the field, get into the end zone, get the two-point conversion. We're up 21-7. And then there at the end of the ball game on the fumble, we're able to recover by Trey Jackson and a 20-yard pass down to Nick Bergman. And we set us up for a 23-yard field goal by Gustavo Gonzalez. And that's where we are, 24-7, as our Vikings lead the Coffey High Trojans.
I hear on the Prince Automotive halftime report. Let's give you some scores from around the area. Valdosta leads Tiff 35-7. Colquitt has come back to take the lead over Brunswick 24-12. It's Fitzgerald 21, Barron County 12. Brooks County leads Pelham 7-0. Wilcox 20, Clinch County nothing. Irwin leads Lanier County 34-0. Thomasville and Early are tied at 7 apiece. Thomas County Central in that battle for their region championship already. Leading lead 28-7. And boy, I tell you what, Ashley Henderson's got him rolling, got his Valiants rolling over at Valwood School. They lead Westwood, which has been a powerhouse in the second quarter, lead them 20-6. Here at Martin Stadium in a very, very crucial game, very, very crucial region game for our Vikings. The Vikings, a win here guarantees them no less than third spot. A win for the Trojans guarantees them no less than the fourth spot. But right now, currently at halftime, our Vikings lead it 24-7. We'll go ahead and take a four-minute break. When we come back, we'll have Bill Osborne and Marty Rogers. And they'll bring you out. They've got all the stats and all that stuff there. We'll be back after a four-minute break. You are listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back to Martin Stadium and the Prince Automotive Halftime Report. Remember, it's PrinceAuto.com. And our halftime stats look like this. Coffee with 7 first downs. They've got 19 carries for 63 yards on the ground. They are 5 of 11 for 59 yards. No interceptions, no touchdowns. They've run 30 plays for 122 yards for an average of 4.1 yards per play. They fumbled once, losing it once. They've been penalized one time for 5 yards, and they've punted 3 times for an average of 43.7. The Vikings with 10 first downs in the first half. They've carried the ball 18 times for 125 yards, and they are 3 of 5 in the air for 70 yards. They've run 23 plays for 195 yards. That's an average of 8.5 yards per play. No fumbles, no penalties tonight for the Vikings. We punted 2 times for an average of 39.5 yards. We've also had 2 punt returns for an average of 28 yards. And the Vikings lead 24-7. Our leading rusher is, we'll run down the numbers here. Looks like Tyquan Lang, 5 carries for 46 yards and 2 touchdowns. And we also notable Nick Bergman with 5 carries for 40 yards. And that is the leading rushers. For them, their leading rusher, number 19, Orlando Ingram, he's got 3 carries for 46 yards. And that is the Page Heating and Air Live in-game stats recap for the first half.
Interesting, Bill. I mean, you know, stats are pretty similar to each other. Big difference in the game, obviously, is the 90-yard kickoff return by Tyquan Lang.
Right.
The fumble right before half, which notably, something we didn't talk about during the pregame, that's only their fourth turnover of the year. They've thrown 2 picks, and now they fumbled it now 5 times, but they've recovered 3 of their own. So
wow.
They've only lost 2 fumbles now all year long. But getting the fumble and then the big pass down to Nick Bergman, you talked about Nick in the pregame as a receiver, and he went up and just made an unbelievable catch down here in the corner. Give us the one catch, a 29-yard catch there for him, but gave us 3 more points there. So, you know, to me, that's the biggest differences in the game is just a couple big plays here and there.
Well, one of the plays on receiving Malik Roberts, that pass from our vantage point up here, Marty, it looked like that pass was outside and low, and I thought, my gosh, you know, he just kind of missed it out here. But he threw it exactly where he had to, and that was that outside low corner. And Malik makes a great catch, picks up 28 yards on that catch. Excuse me, 13 yards on the catch, but a great first down nonetheless.
You're absolutely right, Bill. It was a great pass, even though it looked bad. It looked low outside, but he threw it where the open field was and let Malik go get it. Something we've got to mention. I mean, he is Alex Stevenson. That is 3 of 5 passing tonight, and for 70 yards. Last week he was 6 of 7, I believe.
Right, for 132.
For 132. So very accurate. I mean, he's completing most of his passes, and he's doing very well for us tonight. To me, that is another difference in this first half, is when we opened it up a little bit, Coffey's confused. They weren't expecting it and haven't prepared for it. We've been able to throw the ball. We have a big throw to Brandon Roberts down here on the home side. So Lowndes has really had the ability to open it up tonight, and then that even opened up the run with Amon Brown and Nick up the middle out of the shotgun. So I wouldn't be surprised to see us run a little bit more shotgun here in the second half.
We might, and one of the things that we talk about with Alex, one of the things that's impressed me about Alex is how he throws the ball. There's not a hurried motion about him. He doesn't, even with that that last, next to the last play, the 29-yard catch to Bergman, it was still just as smooth. The ball had a nice tight spiral. It was thrown very well down the field. It was not a hurried duck or something like that, or thrown too high or too low. It was a nice arc. Alex Stevenson is turning into a very good quarterback.
He really is. He's playing very well, and he's got a control of the offense. He's really, you know, you can tell he's leading it out there. He's doing a great job at just keeping everybody calm and keeping everybody fluid. He's getting the play from the sidelines. He's calling it, demanding that, you know, barking out the calls, and he's doing a great job. Now, flipping over to our defense, other than that one drive, we played great. Even on that one drive early on, we stuffed him twice, and you and Wes were talking about how Lounge came out and was on fire, playing for a lot of, but then they got the big third down conversion. When Coffey got that conversion, they marched on down the field. A couple big plays mixed in there. But other than that drive, our defense has played extremely well. One thing I mentioned in the pregame is our corners having to look out for the deep ball.
Yep.
They've only tried a few deep, and we've been right there for it, you know, to knock it away.
It's that little bit of a rollout screen that's given us the most problems. Trey Jackson tonight's got 4 solo tackles, 4 assists. He leads the team with 8 total tackles. Tyquan Lang with 3 solo tackles himself. No sacks tonight. We do have some tackles for loss by Sam Washington. D'Angelo Edmonds playing very well. He's got 3 tackles on the night as well. Ellis Griffin in with 2 tackles. Let's see, somebody else. Eric Hart. Eric Hart played very well from his cornerback safety position. And Nathan Brantley, Trey Jackson, as we said, leading into it, these guys right here, Trey with 8, Nathan Brantley with 3.
And we wouldn't be doing Vikings justice at all, or this game justice, if you didn't talk about the play of Tyquan Lang in the first half. And of course, Coach McPherson shares with us right before half that his father was in a car wreck today.
Right.
His father was not able to be here for senior night. His father's in Orlando in the hospital. Tyquan is aware of that and playing absolutely out of his mind. 90-yard kickoff return. Almost as that. He's deflected 2 passes tonight. 2 rushing touchdowns. Our leading rusher. He is making tackles all over the field. Big tackle on the kickoff.
Right.
He is everywhere. And you know, Tuesday night at the Randy McPherson Coaches Show over at Holiday Inn, he wasn't feeling good. He had his head on the table the whole time, so he hasn't had a great week. But he is playing so well tonight, and I, you know, got to be proud of that young man. But Tyquan Lang, so far, is player of the game. Now, what happens in the second half, we'll see.
Well, he has played very well, and it's good news that his dad is doing well. From according to what Coach McPherson said, that there's no, you know, he's not critical or anything like that, so it is good to hear. There'll be 3 minutes up on the clock as the teams will get ready. We're going to take a 2-minute break. When we come back, we'll get you ready for the second half. Vikings lead 24-7 over the Coffey High Trojans. We'll be right back on the Lounge High Radio Network after this 2-minute break.